We ask kids what...
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This hour of the Laura Ingraham Show is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
You're healthy. Radio addiction starts now.
Power to the people!
The Laura Ingraham Show.
Scary monsters. Super freaks. Came in and running. Running scared.
The president is floating the idea that he could end birthright citizenship by executive order. This is nothing but a con. A stunt, a big plate of red meat for his base.
This is the hardline immigration message, the fear of immigrants changing the way of life of Americans.
People inside the White House, frankly, will tell you this privately, that they see the caravan issue as one of their big ticket items heading into the midterms.
You don't have a border, you don't have a country.
You're listening to the Laura Ingraham Show, 855-40-LAURA. Well, the Democrats know this is a phenomenal issue for the Republicans, and they also know that it's probably like a 70-30 issue in the country. So the only thing they can say in response is racist, 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 xenophobic, you're not tolerant, you're not open, you're a dictator, you're a Nazi. I mean, you know what they should just, Trump should just say, just can you just have a come up with an acronym for that, because it's all getting very boring. Your inability to actually make a cogent argument as to why this type of immigration flow into the country is a good thing is just, it's so obvious. To me, this whole thing is obvious. It's become more and more transparent as time has gone on. And for all of you listening out there, I want to ask a few questions today. I'm going to set the table right here. I voted. I voted yesterday. And... It wasn't very crowded. I went kind of at the beginning of the time when the poll opened. When it's called in-person absentee voting, because I'm going to be in New York on Election Day for Fox, so I can't be here. So I go and vote, and you know, there's as usual, there's you know some individuals out front. You're not supposed to be that close to the polling station, but nevertheless, they were out front and they were handing out the, you know, the ballots. Okay, this is, if you want to vote Democrat, here are the things you have to vote on. And I looked at the woman. I had sunglasses on. I looked at the woman. I said, how are you? And she said, great, how are you? And I said, well, it's a beautiful day, and economy's going well, and my gosh, I bet you have some extra money in your pocket, and it's pretty good. And you see the consumer confidence numbers, best since 2000 yesterday. Do you see how she looked at me and she's thinking, I'm not following what exactly this woman is doing. But I'm just making the point in a nice way that things are pretty good. I mean, to watch some of these, you know, malcontents on cable news where the sky is always falling, I'm thinking things are really good and we want to keep them going in the right direction, meaning we have to reinstitute pragmatic thinking on immigration. We have to come up with a, you know, an idea about, okay, what is our country going to not just be like now, but what is it going to be like in 10 years or 25 years? And I think most people, for them, most people, it makes sense. it's good planning. It makes good sense. And I'll tell you, the more hyperbolic they become and the more overheated they become, the less convincing they become on any of these issues. Okay, Trump's a racist. It's boring. I woke up and was like, I'm so bored hearing the same thing. I turned on Morning Joe for about 5 seconds, and it might as well have been 6 months ago. There's just nothing different.
He's been playing the racist card. You got Fox News talking about smallpox and leprosy coming up. It is, I'm sorry, I won't say specifically what regime this is out of, but go back and read your history books and look at some of the most abhorrent regimes in the 20th century. It lines up historically exactly with what certain countries were talking about when they were talking about gypsies and Jews.
Oh, I'm not going to say who I'm talking about, but it's gypsies and Jews.
And Leni Riefenstahl.
Yeah. Come on. The Anschluss is coming. I mean, Joe Scarborough. I mean, it's actually now at the point where it's wildly obvious that this whole media establishment, the Get Trump media establishment, they're just out of ideas. They have nothing to offer the people. Trump is actually offering the people a better way forward economically, on trade, wants to have immigration updated for the economic needs and the experience that we've had in the last 20 years. What can we learn from what's happened in the last 20 years on immigration? Have we handled it right? I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that going back to old Harry Reid's comments in 1993, which we should play, it was the Democrat Party 25 years ago that saw this train coming down the track, and somewhere along the line they decided we might as well just co-opt these illegal immigrants and turn them into Democrats because it's essentially overwhelming the system anyway. So we're just going to throw away our old ideas, the Barbara Jordans of the world and the Harry Reid of the world, who believe we had to have a strong and strict immigration policy. And they just decided that we're going to count on these people as our new voters.
If making it easy to be an illegal alien isn't enough, how about offering a reward for being an illegal immigrant? No sane country would do that, right? Guess again. If you break our laws by entering this country without permission and give birth to a child, we reward that child with U.S. citizenship and guarantee of full access to all public and social services this society provides. And that's a lot of services. Is it any wonder that two-thirds of the babies born at taxpayer expense at county-run hospitals in Los Angeles are born to illegal alien mothers?
Where's the Joe Scarborough sound bites responding to that? Racist! We're horrible! How can you talk about how much the kids born to illegal immigrants cost? How dare you? Well, I'll give you the amount. $4.3 billion a year. That's how much it costs. And that's from 8 years ago. $4.3 billion. So the president says it's time to do something about it. The Supreme Court wants to say this is okay. Then the Supreme Court can say it's okay. And then you can always count on Paul Ryan. You could count on Paul Ryan in October of 2016 when he disinvited Donald Trump to that fall fest, which actually is how you could describe his political career, fall fest. He disinvited Trump about this time, actually, after the Billy Bush thing tape came out. I mean, he was really, count on him in the trenches, old Paul Ryan. What did he do yesterday? He comes out and says, the president can't do this. President can't do this on the executive order.
You cannot end birthright citizenship with an executive order. We didn't like it when Obama tried changing immigration laws via executive action. And obviously, as conservatives, we believe in the Constitution. You know, as a conservative, I'm a believer in following the plain text of the Constitution, and I think in this case the 14th Amendment's pretty clear. And that would involve a very, very lengthy constitutional process.
Well, sometimes a lengthy constitutional process is required. Going back through constitutional history, which God bless Paul Ryan, he must not be aware of, you know, everything from how we dealt with the First Amendment to how we dealt with the Fifth Amendment and how we ultimately were able to find magical rights in the Constitution that never existed before. The left never gives up on rewriting the Constitution, do they? They never give up. Raymond Arroyo is with us after a very raucous one-year anniversary Ingram Angle celebration last night. He told me that we couldn't throw cake in the studio. I really wanted to have a cake fight, but nobody would allow me to.
Yes, well, it was almost a possibility, but I don't think the floor director was going to permit any of it. She was like, if you all put a piece of that cake on top of that desk, I have to clean that up. You're not doing that. Okay.
Oh, no. I was like, okay, MP, yes, ma'am. Whatever you want. It was such a good cake, but
Delicious cake.
I really needed that 1,000 calories right before I went to bed last night, but it was fun. And today is Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Tricks or treats for the Republicans. So I want to ask people, if you've already voted, what'd you see? What was it like? How are the poll workers? God bless the poll workers. Have they moved since the last election? Because a couple of the ladies, I think I recognize them from the last time. They don't think they actually moved from the spot that they were sitting at. It is quite a fossilized environment in that polling station I went into. And I don't wear the I voted sticker. I mean, this is not like Iraq circa, 2000 where you have to have the purple face. Okay, we get it. You voted. I voted. Okay, fine. And by the way, when I was there, I sent out a picture of the welcome sign as you walked in. So it was in Korean, right? It was in Spanish, of course, English. And then another language I didn't even recognize. I didn't know what the other language was. I got to get someone to tell me what it is. I'm usually pretty good, but I think one was Korean, Spanish, English, and then there were two other languages I didn't recognize. I believe it was. Anyway, I tweeted it out. When Raymond and I were in New York for the presidential election in 2016 or 2012, I don't even remember now. Maybe it was 2012. But I think there were 15 languages on the sign.
Yeah. Yeah, on the outside the polling
Arabic,
place.
Arabic, Farsi.
Well, when you
Senegalese.
Is
that a language?
I don't know why, and it should be that voting requires speaking and reading English.
Does anyone?
It's nice that we have the what I call the It's a Small World final tableau where you have all the hellos and goodbyes in the language of the independent language, but let me see you. Do you have a little voting? Oh my gosh! Laura has now presented me with a ballot, and one is entirely in Chinese.
Constitutional amendments, proposed constitutional amendments, and this is Virginia, and there's
Vietnamese.
It's one in English, one in Spanish. Is that Vietnamese?
Vietnamese and Chinese. Korean. This is Korean.
That's Korean. That's not Chinese. I think.
Yeah, it's Korean. This is Korean. This is Vietnamese.
Okay.
This is Espanol and English.
So I actually think that's
English progress.
We only have four, other than English, we only have three languages. So what do the other folks do?
Arabic? They have to have Arabic.
There was not Arabic in this particular polling station.
No, they mustn't be living in Northern Virginia where I lived for so long.
Yeah.
There were just a lot of Arabic speakers and Arabic, and people from Africa.
What I don't understand is, I thought we encourage people to assimilate. How is it that when you come to the country and you become a citizen, you still cannot speak the language? I don't understand that. That should be a basic requirement. Little kids are always going to learn it, so you don't have to worry about children. But if you're an adult and you become a naturalized citizen and you can't read, the name of Tim Kaine or Corey Stewart, what? That doesn't seem right. Did you all notice that, though, at the polls? I kind of didn't focus on that all that much last time around, but I took all the pamphlets anyway. I'm studying all the languages.
Very good. You're boning
Sanskrit.
Up on
Sanskrit. But did you have particularly long lines when you voted? 855-40-LAURA. You're going to have to vote this weekend, right?
I am going to have to vote this weekend.
That vote's going to really matter down there.
Yeah, well.
Steve Scalise has like a 99%.
The legend of Louisiana, Steve Scalise. Come here, Steve.
Did you see the protesters in Pittsburgh? We find out in the Daily Mail that they were organized by the Democratic Socialists of America.
Of course. They were all singing the same song.
Yeah,
literally singing the same song as they marched.
So, of course, the press coverage was Pittsburgh doesn't like Trump, doesn't want Trump. Even though Trump won, Pittsburgh doesn't want Trump. Well,
We'll play you some of the commentary from MSNBC yesterday.
Yeah, we want some of the commentary. We want the chants. We want all that, James. Please get that.
Since when is a president attacked for consoling victims of a tragedy? Full stop. What president was attacked for consoling victims of a tragedy? Obama wasn't attacked. George W. Bush wasn't attacked. And they shouldn't be. This is part of the presidential role. But that's not what we heard yesterday.
No, and if he didn't go, they would have just ripped
him. He's uncaring. Well, they tried that routine where they said, look, he's holding a rally on the same day when this tragedy goes down. Well, he didn't know the tragedy was going down that day. He continued the rally, and as he told you in the interview, you can't be cowed by these people into stopping your way of life.
Israel doesn't. You know what Israel does? Israel cleans up the mess on the street, and then they go back to business. Israel has the right way. You cannot change your entire way of life except to secure your people, secure your
right.
borders.
Yeah, secure safety, ensure the safety of your people.
855-40-LAURA. When you voted, if you already did, tell us what you saw. Long lines. How many languages at your polling station? And don't get me wrong, love speaking new languages, but I thought we sort of tried to assimilate a little bit. So much for that melting pot.
It is part of the president's playbook for the midterms. He's been advised by people both inside and outside the White House to go after this immigration issue.
This caravan is not, they're wasting their time.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
The fun starts to move indoors with friends and family. So make sure your most important home improvement project is handled with SelectBlinds.com. Interior designers agree that one of the easiest ways to improve a room's appearance is by upgrading your old blinds, shades, and shutters. SelectBlinds makes ordering blinds online simple and easy. They have high-quality, easy-to-install blinds, shades, and shutters. You can look at them today on SelectBlinds.com. SelectBlinds takes the guesswork out of ordering blinds online by offering unbelievable deals. Plus, Select Blinds has the most online reviews and five-star ratings on the planet. Go to the website, you'll see five-star ratings that'll make you smile. That's more than a million, by the way, satisfied customers. Just go to SelectBlinds.com, the simple and smart way to get blinds. To get these amazing deals on blind shades and shutters, shop today at SelectBlinds.com. Remember to mention the Laura Ingraham Show at checkout using the drop-down menu. That's SelectBlinds.com. Upgrade your home today at SelectBlinds.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-794-0437.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed. And I looked at the numbers and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-794-0437. That's 1-800-794-0437.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's Forever Furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The Ann Things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Call Laura now, 1-855-40-LAURA.
I put a spell on you.
It's an unbelievable image that we're looking at. These are peaceful protesters walking along, grieving about the tragic death of 11 of their neighbors in a synagogue on Saturday and protesting the presence of Donald Trump, the president, in their community today. Holding signs that say stop hate, vote, no hate.
Watch out!
Clever signs.
Clever.
Hate.
Well, it turns out that, of course, some of them are organized by political groups. So, you mean, again, the way the media will cover this. This is all organic. This is all just popping up. It has nothing to do with politics. Just everything, you know. So look, everyone has the right to protest, say whatever they want, and God bless people who are suffering. It's a horrific situation. But I think the left always goes too far. And all these Never Trumpers, they think they're going to be in their big heyday if the Republicans lose the House. Like, oh, we got it. We got them now. We got them now. But here's the bottom line. What they offer doesn't work. Their solutions don't work, which is why Europe is turning away from the orthodoxy of globalization. They're looking back toward an idea of national identity and culture. It's not Nazism. It's not socialism. It's not in any way meant to be pejorative toward others, but it's meant to say, look, we have our own traditions and we have our own beliefs, and sometimes we'll work with other countries and sometimes we'll have differences, but we're going to focus on the home front first and try to fix that. And then we'll try to see what we can do with other people. There's nothing wrong with that. The idea that the internationalists out there want to somehow say national understanding and pride is something bad. It's ridiculous. That's how far afield we've gotten today, that you can't be proud of your country and say this is the best country in the face of the earth and let's fix the home front first. You can't say that. I say bull. You can say that. Absolutely. You're listening to the Laura Ingraham Show, 855-40-LAURA. All right. Let's go down the line. I lost my screen, James, so let's go to the callers. Jackie in Idaho. Jackie, go ahead.
My husband and I went to early voting on Saturday, Laura, down at City Hall in Boise, Idaho. We've actually just moved here 4 years ago. 4 months ago from California. And we were told it was the biggest early voting turnout that they've ever had. It was pretty quiet and calm in there, steady flow of people. It was very pleasant. I didn't really notice any different languages that were posted.
Yeah, a lot of different languages. I think the Italians are being discriminated against once again.
Now available on DVD and Blu-ray, it's one of the most influential political documentaries of the year. From New York Times bestselling author Dinesh D'Souza comes Death of a Nation, an election-changing film that could not have come at a more important time in our nation's history. It's the must-see film for everyone to watch before the midterm elections next week. It's a wake-up call for Americans. Death of a Nation will leave you with a sense of pride and fire you up right before you have to cast your vote. Death of a Nation, now available on DVD and Blu-ray. Order your copy now at deathofanationmovie.com. That's deathofanationmovie.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
His family has lived, worked, and farmed in our part of California for four generations. He's our congressman, Doug LaMalfa. Doug understands what's important, and he works against the status quo to get results, like fighting to get aid and relief for the families of the recent fires, and for sound forest management that will prevent fires in the future, protecting Medicare so it will always be there, defending our water rights, and building new storage. Working for our veterans so they get the health care and benefits they deserve. And Doug LaMalfa knows that too many families are struggling with the high cost of living. That's why he's leading the repeal of the new gas taxes from Sacramento. Most of all, Doug is working for us to make government work better again. That's leadership with results. Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Results, not politics.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
The 17th Annual Power to Seniors Celebrity Soup Kitchen, sponsored by the Older Adult Policy Council, will take place Wednesday, November 7th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The event will be held at a new location, the Reading Senior Citizens Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. Enjoy an evening of gourmet soups, music, and raffle prizes. Proceeds go to older adults who are unable to pay their power bills. Tickets are available at the door, $12 for adults and $6 for children ages 3 to 12. For more information, call 232-5543.
Yeah, you'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the Little Gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Call Laura now, 1-855-40-LAURA.
Have you ever taken your car in for an oil change and the mechanic finds something wrong and surprised you're hit with a repair bill you didn't even expect? Well, it's happened to all of us. Well, you know, you have a choice, my friends. It's extended vehicle protection from CarShield. You don't have to worry about those unexpected surprises. Because if your car breaks down after the manufacturer's warranty expires, you could be out of pocket thousands to get it fixed. Replacing your engine alone can cost thousands. Even a simple repair to a sensor can cost over $1,000. But with CarShield, you can have your favorite mechanic or your dealership do the work. It's your choice. They also provide you 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed, all for free. So save yourself thousands in future car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle protection like I did. Call them at 800-CAR-6100 and mention the code Laura, or just visit carshield.com and use the code Laura to save 10%. That's carshield.com, code Laura, or call them at 800-CAR-6100 and mention the code Laura. Remember, deductible may apply.
You can't let up on Election Day. Remember, everybody was saying a year ago when you had Virginia and Alabama, they were saying, gee, the Democrats won't come out. We'll get our vote out. It'll be usual turnout. No, instead of 2.2 million in Virginia, you had 2.6 million, and there was 11% more Democrats. This year, the Republicans have to stay fired up right through Tuesday, and that's why the president's out there doing the rallies as he's doing.
The president has 11 more rallies, I think, before Election Day. He's going to be all over the country, going all the way to Montana, back down to Florida. We learned more information, by the way, about Andrew Gillum yesterday, which we're going to share with you. Let me tell you something. If the great people of Florida want San Francisco-style results in their beautiful state, then definitely vote for Andrew Gillum, the mayor of probably the most dangerous city in all of Florida, Tallahassee, who is just has proven himself to be willing to do pretty much anything for a donor or someone posing as a donor. And now he's caught using campaign money, expensing out to a campaign private plane to go do campaign work, to do work mixing up the government business with a campaign business. So that came out yesterday. So the people of this country have got to see through this. You mean this, just because someone is a smooth talker doesn't mean that person is going to have the right answers for your state. And Gillum kind of fits that bill. But you know what else I was thinking? If you want Bob Menendez's corruption to come to Florida, definitely vote for Andrew Gillum as your new governor. Ron DeSantis has got to be the only choice for you in Florida. But Menendez, the fact that Bob Menendez is even remotely in this home stretch close to perhaps being reelected is just beyond humorous, sad and humorous at the same time. Bob Menendez is the poster boy for the word corruption in politics. And joining us now, the man who seeks to send him packing, the race is basically in a statistical dead heat. Bob Hugin, the Republican running against Bob Menendez, joins us now. Bob, it's great to talk to you. How are you feeling out there? What's the reaction you're getting out on the campaign trail?
Hey, Laura, we're incredibly energized. Great to be with you. I have to tell you, our governor, Phil Murphy, and some of the policies we have in New Jersey have got to be helping both Ron DeSantis and Rick Scott in Florida, because they're driving everybody out of the freaking state of New Jersey because of the high taxes and unaffordability of New Jersey. So hopefully they'll vote for them, and even though I'm losing a few votes by the exodus, but we're working hard. We're going to turn New Jersey around. We're very optimistic and incredibly energized.
Bob, there's a piece in the Star Ledger, which is one of, you know, I always call it the Red Star Ledger. It's so left-wing. But there was an editorial the other day, and the title was, "Choke It Down, and vote for Menendez. Basically, they know that Menendez is really bad, but because you're a Republican and you worked for a pharmaceutical company, you made money off pharmaceuticals, that you're basically the same person. So you might as well vote for the guy, the devil you know. That's essentially their argument. That's the best that the Star Ledger can do, is choke it down and vote for Menendez.
It's unbelievable. And the Wall Street Journal did a good job to put those in perspective, the logic that they had there. And the sad thing, Laura, about the whole thing is, here's a guy who's been in Washington for 25 years, 16 years with a Democratic president, and he has nothing to run on. It's like, come on, it's a job interview for another 6 years, and I want to talk about how I'm going to attack the president. I'm going to attack the candidate. I'm not going to tell you anything I've done to help you, the people in Jersey who are so overtaxed. He's voted for more than 500 tax increases, and this is the guy that you're going to reelect. It's time for change.
Well, the amazing thing, again, just going back to this pathetic endorsement in the Star Ledger, which is still red in the state, is that the Star Ledger trashes Cory Booker and Governor Murphy for endorsing Menendez when they say someone better could have run. So, I just want everyone in New Jersey listening to this, there is no real argument for returning Menendez to power. It's so corrupt in New Jersey that the only argument that they can make is he's not a Republican. Oh, and Bob Hugin praised Donald Trump and was his chairman, I guess your chair and finance chair in New Jersey. Well, I imagine people are enjoying the economic revival in this country pretty well, and especially a lot of those Wall Streeters who live in New Jersey and commute into the city. So the idea that they're not enjoying this economic revival brought on by Trump's policies is absurd.
No, I think the people of Jersey really differentiate on the fact that, listen, we want somebody independent. New Jersey's gotten the short end of the stick for so long. It's time for the people of New Jersey to get put first and not some party or politics. And New Jersey's lucky that we've had the economic revival in the country because it's being dragged along. And we need to do things in New Jersey are going to focus on putting our state in the right direction, and higher taxes and more government spending is absolutely not the solution in New Jersey. It's the problem in New Jersey. And I have to tell you, you think about your children, your grandchildren. I have three kids. My daughter works at Chobani Yogurt in New York, and my two sons are stationed at Camp Pendleton in California in the Marine Corps. I want them to be able to come back to New Jersey when the time comes. They want to raise a family, et cetera. That's the role model that you want, and the policies make it so unaffordable. And it's disrespectful to the people. People in Jersey are good people. They just deserve better. It's time to restore honor and dignity and integrity to the office, and that's what we're going to do on November the 6th. The
Bob,
momentum is so clear.
Are you getting enough help from outside? And I know New Jersey's, like my home state, fairly liberal, even though there's conservative elements and conservative kind of pragmatism in New Jersey. But are you getting enough help where you need it? And if not, what type of outreach needs to be done in these final days to connect voters with rides to the polls and so forth?
Yeah, no, part of the reason I think we haven't gotten support, the Democrats have gotten a lot of support. I know Schumer's put about 7 million of Senate NRS, Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, and his own majority pack into New Jersey, and I think it's about 10 or 12 million dollars of outside Washington money against me. We haven't had any positive support financially in terms of our campaign from the Washington Republicans, but that's okay with us. This is about New Jersey. It's Bob Menendez versus Bob Hugin.
So the NRSC, whatever that's called, didn't give you any money, RNC didn't give you any money?
No, virtually nothing. I mean, I actually think it's like, I think they did make a contribution of $47,000 that I really think is sort of ridiculous.
Much.
That's
a tough media market in New Jersey, because you got a New York media market, bleed-in. So that's, you need cash. I mean, the Democrats are laying out the cash, and look at what you're doing with no support, outside support. That's just stunning that you're within striking distance here.
Well, to tell you the truth, Laura, the last poll, and we stopped polling, I think last night, or the night before was the last night, because once you don't get to change anything, it's just for curiosity you poll. actually last poll we had, and we trust it because it had me down 22 at the start, down 8, down 5, then we're up 2 is the latest one that we really believe is the right poll. So you could call this a statistical tie, dead heat, but we actually believe we're pushed ahead here now. And that momentum is so clear. You know, how do you justify voting for a guy who has had this track record indicted by the Obama administration? His best friend is convicted of 67 felonies for defrauding Medicare. And what is Menendez's best lobbying achievement? Helping try and expand that Medicare fraud by lobbying HHS. And he talks about immigration all the time. His greatest contribution to immigration is expediting the visas for this married Florida doctor's girlfriends from Ukraine, Dominican Republic, and Brazil.
He's a fraud, and he's willing to put the interests of the New Jerseyans in the back seat, and his pals and his lobbyist friends and his donors in the front seat. So the people in New Jersey get shafted once again by Bob Menendez, and he wants to shaft them one more time. So let's just take it for the home team. Take one for the home team and vote for Menendez. Yeah. Just ridiculous. Hey, Bob, I think you're going to pull out a really impressive victory on Tuesday. We wish you all the best. Everybody get out there and vote in New Jersey for real pragmatic change and an independent thinker, someone who understands that you cannot tax your way into prosperity. It doesn't work. It's never worked. And you need to turn the page away from the corruption of Bob Menendez. Bob Hugin here on the Laura Ingraham Show. We hope to be calling him Senator Hugin very shortly. We'll take a break. 855-40-LAURA. Raymond Arroyo is with us. It's Halloween. What about adults who dress up for Halloween? Are you one of them? And if so, why?
The Laura Ingraham Show.
Have you ever taken your car for an oil change and your mechanic finds something wrong and, surprise, you're hit with a huge repair bill? And what happens when you're not covered by the manufacturer's warranty? You're paying out of pocket to fix it. That's why I recommend extended vehicle service protection from my friends at CarShield. If your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, CarShield can save you from paying for high repair bills. Replacing your engine or even a simple sensor can cost thousands. And when you're protected by CarShield, you can have your favorite mechanic or dealership fix your car. It's your choice. CarShield also provides 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental while yours is being fixed for free. Get covered by the ultimate and extended vehicle service protection from CarShield. Call 800-CAR-6100 and mention the code Laura, or visit carshield.com and use the code Laura to save 10%. That's carshield.com or call 800-CAR-6100 and use the code Laura to save 10%.
A deductible may apply.
He's just a very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote.
Paid for by Keto for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the annual celebration of the Marine Corps birthday. This year, the celebration will take place on Saturday, November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. In keeping with tradition, we conduct a formal ceremony complete with a color guard, a pipe band, and the annual birthday message from the Commandant of the Marine Corps. In addition, we will have a guest speaker in the form of a retired Marine Colonel who led a battalion in Iraq, served as an instructor at West Point, and assisted the federal government in intercepting illicit drug traffic. Tickets for the event are $35. For more information and to receive a formal invitation, contact Mike Gutierrez at 524
7595. We're sure you'll enjoy the celebration as it honors our illustrious Corps. That phone number again is 524-7595. Semper Fi, Marines.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Call the Laura Ingraham Show, 1-855-40-LAURA.
Don't let me hold you tight and share up together.
You do want to raise taxes on businesses?
Correct. I believe that businesses ought to pay their fair share.
You do want Medicare for all?
I do believe that health care ought to be a right and not a privilege.
So you would acknowledge that you are perhaps more progressive than any progressive,
I wouldn't deny any day of the week.
Andrew Gillum. Well, I'm glad he's being honest in the final moments of this campaign in Florida. Ron DeSantis got to pull out a victory here. Ron DeSantis wins, that'll be incredibly demoralizing for Democrats. If Gillum wins, people will be likely reconsidering their Florida residence. He's going to raise taxes. He's going to institute an income tax in Florida, don't you think? I don't see how he gets around doing that. So Floridians, you want to suddenly be paying an income tax and really high property taxes? Vote for Gillum. He's the ticket. Let's go to Jordan in North Carolina on line three. Jordan.
Hello. It sold to the polls on Sunday in North Carolina, which means the line was about an hour long. I had to come back on Monday around lunch and breezed right through.
Did you have signage in other languages?
Yeah, and I was looking at it. I was kind of like, well, how are you a citizen? But then you need such simple things such as vote a key written to know that you need to vote there. But honestly, the sign was useful. It was saying the first line was, hey, it's a felony. You need to be a citizen to vote. So in some ways, it's kind of a good thing.
Virginia, you had to show your ID. They had to show your ID. I mean, and I'm thinking when I showed it, I can't believe people are saying this is racist to show your ID at the polls. You have to show your ID when you travel. You have to show your ID when you you go to the bank, take out money. You got to show your ID all over the place, but you don't have to show your ID to vote.
There's voter fraud.
Right.
Anyway, there's voter fraud and identity manipulation or deceit. You've got to confirm who you are.
Right. I mean,
why is that a big deal?
Well, because the Democrats want you to go out and vote for Stacey Abrams in Georgia. Oprah's going out there. Do you see that?
Yeah, well.
Oprah Winfrey, she pulled away from politics when it started hurting her brand. Remember, it hurt her brand back in 2008. And now she's going to go campaign for Stacey Abrams, who is a left-wing fanatic. She is as left-wing. When she's not burning flags, what else is she doing? That had a Confederate symbol on the old state flag, so she burned it. I mean, what's Barbara Streisand doing? Barbara Streisand saying
she's once
she
again
could
thinking
Barb Brexit. Barb Brexit.
She's going to Brexit. She's going to Bar Exit because
Bar-exit.
She's threatening to move to Canada.
Oh,
this the old? Why didn't Cher ever move to Canada?
Yeah, we heard from Alec Baldwin that he was going to leave. They never do follow through on their promises. Typical liberals.
She admitted, it's the 76-year-old star, that she's considering moving to Canada if the Democrats don't win the majority of the House of Representatives in the midterms next week.
Funny girl.
I want to sleep nights. If we take the house, I'll be able to sleep a little better. She's been claiming that she's been eating pancakes. Watching Trump on the news has forced her to eat pancakes, and it's made her fat. So now Trump has made Barbara Streisand
obesity.
Oh, here it is. I found it.
What?
It's making me fat. I hear what he said now, and I go and eat pancakes now, and pancakes are fattening. We make them with healthy flour, though, almond flour and coconut flour, but they still make me fat.
Oh, no, we have to do that tonight. All right, Ingram Angle, tonight we're going to have a great show. So Trump is to blame for tsunamis, earthquakes, typhoons.
And that lousy track she dropped that don't lie to me. Do we have that track that don't lie to me?
Oh, no.
She's in the bottom of a well. What is that, a witch at the bottom of a well? She's in like a black outfit.
Clutching a wall or clawing at a wall on the album cover. What's she wear? You can think castles in the sky. You can use smoke and
She's got more auto-tune than Ariana Grande in this thing. This is bad. This is bad.
How do you sleep? You won it. How many Grammys did she win? And now she's basically sounds like she has one of those electronic organs in her living room. And Brolin is like, okay, babe, let's push the quick drum here.
Singing through a fan. That's sad. That's it. You know, when you do the carpool karaoke with James Corden, it's all over. And she just did that. I mean, Barbara Streisand, Funny Girl, you know, the Hello Dolly.
Oh, no.
And now... Carpool Karaoke.
Oh, no.
It's very sad. A star is shorn at this point. It's really over.
Send me a memo when the Carpool Karaoke is over.
And pass the maple syrup, apparently.
Oh, my God.
But we use coconut oil. But we use the coconut and the flour. The flour is the best. James, I want real maple syrup, James. Trump's on TV. Get him making a triple stack.
Jeez. Oh, my God. We're just doing voices. That's
You're
all we're
funny.
Doing. Let's go to, we have any time, James?
Ten seconds.
I can't hear. So in 10 seconds.
Ingram Angle tonight.
Ingram Angle tonight.
Halloween.
Okay.
You guys have heard me talk about a product for months that has changed my sleeping habits forever. It's called My Pillow. Guys, I used to wake up with a sore head. I often have one of those cricks in my neck, you know, that's like you can't turn your head one way and your neck hurts. Forget about it. I don't have that anymore. I didn't believe that My Pillow was going to be so great until I tried it. And guess what? I've tried it and I love it. Go to MyPillow.com, click on that 4-pack special and type in the promo code Laura and you'll get 50% off. A 4-pack of pillows. That's 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow is 100% machine washable and dryable and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. To get 50% off a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on that radio listener special or call 800-385-5164 and use the promo code Laura. You get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. Call 800-385-5164 or go to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code Laura.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I thought I had a sinus headache for a few days, but I had a massive brain aneurysm, hemorrhage of the brain, and a stroke, and I was on my deathbed. I was on a respirator in a coma for 35 days. And 3 months later, I came home in a wheelchair. I had double vision. I had to learn to walk again, to speak again. 1 and 1 is 2, write the alphabet. You know, if I went out and did a little something, I'd come home, I'd be in bed. Now, I'm up by like 5:30 in the morning, and I go to the gym. I do shopping. I cook. I have energy all day. I mean, I feel great. Overall, my whole outlook, just feeling, my mental aspect, everything is better.
For a limited time, use discount code Laura, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Among women, breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Early detection and treatment is a key, along with prevention.